Welcome to the Marriage Adventure Podcast, where the journey is the destination. It's the highs, the lows, and everything in between.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. We're your hosts, Daniel and Bonnie Hoover.
Hey guys, we're so glad you're here. Usually right at the top of a podcast, we'll do some pleasantries and talk about the week, but we're not doing that today. Today is a big day. It's a special day, and I'm going to tell you how special it is. Bonnie, you probably don't know, Bonnie is an amazing cook, and she makes a lot of great things, but probably my favorite thing she does, she makes these cinnamon rolls. I'm going to tell you how special these cinnamon rolls they are. She makes them from scratch. Like, she mills the wheat, makes the what's the stuff on top?
The icing.
Icing and all that from scratch. And she only makes them like Christmas, birthdays, and maybe when the Son of God raises from the dead on Easter. But other than that, we don't get them. They're like a special treat. She made cinnamon rolls today, because we have some special guests with us.
Yep, we're really excited today to have some special guests with us that you're going to enjoy hearing from. We have our pastor, Mike Lynch, and he's also the host of Lynch with a Leader podcast, and his wife, Anna, is with us today, so we're really happy to have him with us.
Now, you guys probably think your pastor's great, and that's cute and nice and all, but no, can't beat our pastor and his wife. So welcome Mike and Ann Lynch to the podcast today. Here we are.
Well, today we want to talk about something that eventually affects all parents. People want their children to grow up and leave and live independent lives, but that process is not always the easiest. Sometimes some parents feel sad and lonely through that process after they're gone, and others are pretty excited and they have a new vigor in their marriage. And Mike and Ann have been married for 28 years, and in the last several years have successfully launched two amazing grown-ups into the world, and we know them, and they're awesome. And so Mike and Ann, we want you to tell us a little bit about your kids and just the relationship you had.
Family, yeah, your family. Kind of fill everybody in.
Okay.
He's pointing at Ann.
Yeah. Like you said, we've been married 28 years, and we got married kind of young. I was 21, he was 22, and we had our first baby at 24. So Casey is now 25 years old. He is on staff at our church.
At North Star, yeah.
Yep. He runs the high school ministry there. And then we have Mary Michael, who just graduated from Liberty, and she is 22, and she's on staff at another church. So, so they are doing their own thing. We see them, even though Casey does work at the church, we don't see him that much on just a, you know, fun kind of level, but it is rewarding to kind of see them doing their thing right now. So
Casey goes in his office, shuts the door, and works and writes, and then you see him leave with his duffel bag to go hang out with kids somewhere. He is a 65-year-old man.
Yes, he is. He's always been a 65-year-old man.
That's
when
right.
He was seven, he was a 65-year-old man.
He came to me with something the other day that I don't think I've ever had a 20-year-old come and bring to my attention, and I'm like, you are so funny. I love it.
He's very steady. He is, his highs and lows, there's not much difference, with his excitement level, but he's always been that way. It's the way he was created, and it is a good, you know, part to our little family, because the three of us can get quite excited on occasion, but he just keeps it real.
And Mary Michael's completely different from Casey, right?
Completely different. Mary Michael's never met a stranger, never met a party she didn't want to attend, and everywhere she goes is the best place she's ever been. So she is that. If she ever makes it to her office, will be a miracle, I'm sure.
She didn't take after her dad.
Not at all.
Tell a little bit about like what they were like growing up. What were their personalities? What was your family dynamic growing up when they were little? Or,
you know, it was funny because it's very much what it is now. We just didn't understand it then. Mm. Casey loved to keep to himself. He had a couple really close friends, and he just liked staying home. Mm. I remember being in high school. I was telling the story the other day to a group. He was in high school, and we were trying to encourage him to get out and go to the prom. And he said, why do I want to go somewhere I don't want to go, be with somebody I don't want to be with and use money I don't want to spend. And it was really hard to argue with. But that was always his personality. And so that dynamic, we were always tight as a family. We enjoyed each other, but yet within that dynamic of the family, they were their own creatures. I mean, Mary Michael was always wanting to have a friend over and always wanting a sleepover and always wanting something going on, where he was fine just with the four of us. He was cool if we didn't go anywhere and we just stayed home. And, you know, and that was always that dynamic. But I would say it was always, you know, you have your ups and your downs, but rearview mirror now, especially with the topic of today, rearview mirror looking back, it was just fun. Mm. It was just fun with its highs and lows. It was fun.
Yeah.
So maybe you're listening today and maybe you're in this season where your kids are out of the house, or maybe you're in the season where your kids are taking over the house and you're like, good Lord, I need a moment to breathe. This sets on the horizon for all of us. What happens when our kids leave home and we're faced with that empty nest, and what can we do to handle it, or what can we do to prepare for it? And so that's what we're going to be talking about today.
It's now time for some seriously funny dad jokes.
All right, guys, I'm going to read some dad jokes. You're going to laugh.
No, we're not. Maybe.
Here we go. I used to hate facial hair, but then it grew on me.
No. Daddy, really?
All right, whoever invented the knock-knock joke should get a Nobel Prize.
Oh.
Mama laughed. I was fired from the keyboard factory yesterday. I wasn't putting in enough shifts.
I don't get it. Get it? The shift space?
All right, here we go. My sister bet me $15 that I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen the look on her face as I drove pasta. Last one.
Pasta.
A slice of apple pie is $2.50 in Jamaica and $3 in the Bahamas. These are pie rates of the Caribbean.
I haven't laughed.
Well, today we're talking with our pastor and his wife, Mike and Ann Lynch, and we're so glad to have them with us. So, Mike and Ann, tell us a little bit about what it was like getting ready to take your children off to college and prepare for the empty nest.
I'll jump in on that first. I don't think we mentally prepared for it, but we weren't prepared for it.
Yeah, just dreaded. I dreaded the thought of it.
Yeah. That whole summer after Casey graduated in 2012, we could see the looming day on the horizon. You know, we were talking even earlier, Daniel and Bonnie over Bonnie's amazing cinnamon rolls, which we have volunteered to come back numerous days during the week for those cinnamon rolls. But all summer, we knew that day was coming, and Daniel mentioned something at breakfast that, you know, we just enjoy our kids. And Casey, probably by that point, I enjoyed hanging out with Casey more than anybody. I mean, I've got lots and lots of friends, but I'd rather be with him. Mm-hmm. And knowing that looming day was coming, we were going to be dropping him at a school 8 hours from home, was sickening and exciting, because we were excited for him. But I don't think we were prepared for what that day when we said goodbye was like. You remember that day well, don't you, Annie?
Oh, yeah. We said goodbye in the evening after doing all the Walmart runs and making the bunk beds up. And, you know, you hug them goodbye. And we had intended to spend the night. But we both knew if we spent the night there, we would probably be back at his dorm in the morning.
And this was 8 hours from home.
It was.
This wasn't close by.
No. So we decided it would probably be best to head out around, I don't know, it was probably 7 or 8 o'clock that night. And we hit the road and cried the whole way home.
Yeah, we didn't talk for, I don't know if we even spoke.
And that's a miracle for Mike Lynch.
That was big. And we literally, I don't even remember cutting on the radio. We just drove in silence. And
was Mary Michael with you?
Nope.
She was not.
She was home because school had started at high school. That had started, and we got home. And I would say for those first 3 or 4 months, there was a hole. Mm. You would sit at the dinner table where we eat every night, no matter what time it is. and there's the empty, and the way Ann does our table, everybody's got their own chair, mm-hmm. their own mm-hmm. style chair. And Casey's number 7 chair was empty. Oh. And it was, there'd be Braves games. The Braves are in the pennant run, and I remember Chipper hit a dinger, and I jumped up to high-five Casey, and he wasn't there. And
you're kidding.
No, I just bawled. And he was watching in Lynchburg, and so we start texting, and I'm crying. So it took a couple months to get our feet under us with our new normal.
And we
with
still
our
had
family.
Mary Michael, too,
which helped a ton. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that helped a ton. Yeah, she filled in. She did her best to live enough personality to fill in the missing personality.
So what was it like dropping her off? Because now you've got an empty nest. Yes. She's not at home anymore. So Casey, given his personality, he was probably aware of the separation when you dropped him off. Because I've thought about this, and I've actually gone back and apologized to my parents. As a college kid, when they dropped me off, I was not aware of their feelings. Mm-hmm. I was not aware of what they were going through, what they were thinking until now, you know, until I'm older and thinking about processing one day. And we still got, 8 years with Josie at home, and which is going to,
fly by.
It's already half of it's flown by. But I apologized to my parents. I said, I'm so sorry, because I was dating a girl at that time. I was consumed with this new school I was going to and excited about it. And that's just not on the radar of most college kids when you send them off.
I can remember, I have an older brother, and when my mom and dad took him to college, we were sitting in church just a few days after, and my mom is sobbing in church. And as a teenager, that embarrassed me. I was like, okay, enough already. Get over it.
He didn't die.
And I can remember after dropping Casey off, I apologized to my mom because I was so, that it was almost cruel to her the way I was, because I didn't understand it at all. Yeah. And it is like a little piece of your heart, you know.
And taking Mary Michael, we knew she probably wasn't coming back. I mean, it really...
Just Casey, given her personality.
Casey was within months of coming back home. He didn't connect well at Liberty.
Yeah.
And so he came back home, went to KSU, and lived at home for a year.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a year. Mm-hmm. And then by the time we took Mary Michael, he was out. Mm-hmm. And then we took her, and we knew that was going to be home to Mary Michael. And so our heart hurt. And yet I was more excited for Mary Michael because I knew that was where she was supposed to be. I really felt like that was, we knew it from the day we walked on the campus with her. That was going to be her home.
It does make it so much easier when they are thriving where they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, it makes you happy, even though you're not there to kind of watch it happen.
Yep.
But you know that they're where they're supposed to be. And there is a piece in that.
We told the story before. It was probably her junior year. It was her junior year. We took her up. And it never was easier. She'd be home for the summer, and you get back in your old lifestyle, and then you're taking her back. Mm-hmm. And we moved her in her dorm, and we said, listen, we got to, it's always on some crazy date. You got to get back for a wedding or something. And so we're sitting in the parking lot getting ourselves together, crying and thinking, why does this not get easier? And we said to each other, I know she's in her room. It's been such a good summer. And we look up, and we're parked over in the corner. We look up, and she's running down through the parking lot to her Jeep to run off to go see friends. And then we're like, well, that's sorry, sucker. We thought she was going to be sad. She's happy.
She was sad in front of us.
She was sad in front of us. I think she was just playing.
Until we said goodbye.
Josie's going to do this really well, by the way. But in the same way we laughed about it, we're like, God, isn't that better than her laying in her room crying? And then that gave us a piece to drive on back.
Yeah.
And it never bothered us after that as bad. Still never easy, but it wasn't as bad.
Because you work, you think about it, God gives us kids to steward their lives. They're not ours. Mm-hmm. And you work so hard for 18 years to do two things at the same time.
Yep.
To keep them close, communication, heart talk, all of that, while at the same time preparing them to leave. Mm-hmm. And those two things aren't meant to agree with each other.
You're right.
And how hard that has to be. I know last night we're up. Colby had a little Liberty football I got, and we went up for a conference, uh, the, several of us a few weeks ago, and I brought him back a little football, and we play that football a lot. And he came up to me and he asked me something about the Liberty logo anyway. And so he said, "Dad, I want to go play baseball at Liberty." And instantly Bonnie said, "You sure, buddy? KSU's got a great baseball team. That's our hometown local college." And instantly you're like, "I don't think I want you to go 8 hours away."
And that's
got to be tough. And so you work so hard to develop those relationships, and then you got to let them go. So.
Well, and with Mary Michael being the second one, that's a whole different feeling.
Yep.
With it being, okay, this is final
right
now. This is, we're actually empty. How did you process that different than the first?
I think it was a new reality, and we knew that it was never going to be the same. Mm. And so Ann and I think we got more intentional about, okay, this is our new life now. Mm-hmm. And Mary Michael's not coming back. I mean, we knew that. Mm-hmm. She don't come home and visit. She's not coming back. And while she was there, we didn't engage it because you're in the middle of high school and you're still a parent and doing all that. So it definitely changed, and it made us go, we don't want to be the sad mom and dad being miserable and ruining our kids' college experience. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to call home and it's all about us mm-hmm. going, "Well, we're just sad you're gone. Mm-hmm. We can't wait for you to get back." Mm-hmm. And we were excited for her to come back. But we knew that this new normal, it was going to be different, but it didn't mean it had to be bad. Mm-hmm. So we just knew it was going to be different with her gone.
Yeah, when your kids are little, you work so hard not to dump your emotions onto them mm-hmm. because yep. they can't process their own emotions at that age, and it's not fair for them to have to work through ours too. And in the same way, I guess when they get older, you don't want to dump your emotions on them.
That's right.
Either.
Well, especially when they're selfish.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Because it was. I mean, us missing her, that was a selfish emotion on our part because she was having a great time and mm-hmm. enjoying life.
Mm-hmm. Well, both of you are very different in your personalities. Do you think that y'all processed it differently? Or do you think you kind of, did you process that together or did you process it?
We did. And I will say it took us probably 3 months to get in a groove. You know, it's like sitting down at the dinner table just wasn't the same, even though we still did it and we would have, you know, good conversation. It just, you know, you didn't spend hours around the dinner table like we had mm-hmm. before. And so we had to find new things to kind of, you know, where just the two of us.
We had never really traveled together. Like, we had never been gone from the kids more than
three nights.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So that was something we started to do. And mm-hmm. we had never done that. Ann was still working at a local high school at the time. So I despised Fridays because mm-hmm. Fridays are our day off at the office. Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing I hate worse than being by myself. Mm-hmm. And now I'm all by myself. And so I hated Fridays because I knew I'd end up working.
Yeah.
And so we went through that whole cycle. But when we started traveling together and then Ann started doing more stuff with me, like when I would go speak somewhere, mm-hmm. that I think a lot of our new normal came through. We were like, holy cow, we've spent 23 years really of our lives of it being about two other people. Mm-hmm. We get to the next couple years. For now, it gets to be about me and you. And it was fun. Mm. And we discovered a whole new fun. Dinner table is very different now.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. it's weird to sit there with two of us. It's just not,
yeah.
It's not the same. But we have a new way of doing it now. So we go out and we do stuff or we sit around. We'll sit on the floor and eat together.
Like we did when we were first married.
Exactly. It's very much what it's like.
Sit around the coffee table.
Uh-huh. Even though you actually have chairs now.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a good point, Bobby.
When do you think that realization hit you that this is about to happen? Was that years before? Was that months before?
I'm a processor, so I knew it was coming, and I'm emotional. I'm probably a little more tied into that emotion mm-hmm. Than I probably should be, and I knew it was coming. And I had dealt with enough parents. You know about people I had to apologize to. I had to go back and apologize to parents who have come to me and said, "Hey, my kids are moving away." And I'm like, "Oh, it's great. They're going to have a great time. You're going to love it." I didn't know. I didn't know what they were feeling. So I had to go back and say I was sorry yeah. to some of them. But I knew it was coming. It was looming. And it bothered me. As excited as I was for them, there's the selfish part of us that says, no, I really like our family. I'd really like to keep us all here. Mm-hmm. Mm. Knowing that wasn't going to be a reality. Mm.
So what would you say to a couple who is in the process right now? Maybe their kid's starting their senior year now and they're getting ready to go through this transition. What would you say to them as they're rolling into this, okay, it's looming, it's here. Anything you would tell them?
I would think anytime something strikes your heart in a teachable moment, to teach it. Mm-hmm. Mm. Because, you know, you have them, you have their attention, and, you know, that was my thing. Have I taught them everything I need to teach them before they go out, you know, on their own? So anytime, I would pray for teachable moments. Like, God, show me something that they're going to need to know a year, 5 years down the road while I have them here with me, in the car with me, you know. So I was intentional about that.
And they know it's coming too. Mm-hmm. And Brian Beloy, a mutual friend of ours, made a great comment to me when he walked through Casey with me, and then right after that, his son went away. And I walked through that with him, and he said, you know, this is the downside of having a fun home. Mm. Wow. 'Cause there's more hurt. Mm-hmm. Because we've all enjoyed each other so much. They know it's coming too. Mm. And don't think they're not thinking about it. Now, they may hide their emotion, and they may be still excited about college, but I have never met a college kid that doesn't get homesick. Mm-hmm. They all do. So know that it's on their mind, too, and it's okay to say, hey, it's going to be a little different. And like Annie said, those teachable moments are so big because, you know, when they leave that house, it changes. Mm-hmm. Mm. I mean, and Casey left as a student and came home as a friend. Mm-hmm. Wow. I would say that was the biggest transition. And I would say the same thing with Mary Michael, too.
Definitely.
She left as a student, and you still have parenting moments. Mm-hmm. But they're moments, and they aren't weeks and months and years now. They're moments. Mm. If you're still having to parent them through college, that's hard. That would be very hard. We were blessed and didn't have to do that. You know, we were blessed with two incredible kids that didn't make all the greatest choices, I'm sure, but were really great kids.
Mm-hmm. It's that old adage, you love deep, you hurt deep.
That's exactly right.
And it's kind of what Brian said, you know, you have a fun home, a loving home, and man, you know, it hurts when that happens. So, and that goes to I think next time we need to talk with these guys about what do you do to launch these kids well? Because that's something that a lot of parents are dealing with. They say the average age that kids move out of the house now is up to, I think, 28, 27, that they're finally out. And you guys did a great job of launching well. So this is great advice for people that are in it.
So we're going to have you guys hang around with us for a few more minutes, and we're gonna cut it off for today, and we're going to have you guys come back with us for next time. So, Mike, before we close today, though, can you tell our listeners how they can follow you online and hear your podcast?
Yes. Thank you so much, Bonnie. You can follow me at Mike Lynch, and that's L-I-N-C-H, and that's on Twitter, Instagram, Mike Lynch on Facebook. And then the podcast is called Lynch, L-I-N-C-H, Lynch with a Leader. And we sit down, you get to hear from some other great people about how they blend their faith and their life and their leadership.
Man, great podcast. Some
great interviews on that podcast. So thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Then head on over to Facebook and Instagram and give us a follow. Have a great week.